If you don't have deal breakers, you can get stuck in relationships because you're not sure if they're good enough or not good enough. So really what the thing that you need to get clear about is whether something actually is a deal breaker or not. So if you've really got a thing about Marilyn Monroe or tacky posters, then maybe there's absolutely no way that you can be with that woman. But generally, if something comes up that makes you go, oh, actually I'm not sure about this, you need to talk to the person.
The hookup. Love and f***ing. On Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
What are your relationship deal breakers? Things about the other person that make you throw up your hands and say, nope, no thank you very much, I'm out. Maybe if they're shallow, a smoker, talks to you like a baby. What's the line between knowing what you want and having high standards and being a bit of a judgmental piece of work? Psychosexual therapist Jacqueline Hellier will decipher this for us. As for deal breakers themselves, comedian Eddie Sharp certainly has a few of them.
I once broke up with a girl, her name was either Isabella or Sophia, I can't remember, who said that I broke up with her because she preferred the American office to the UK office.
Well, the American office is better,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I hadn't seen it at the time. And I've gone back and I've watched both now, and I think they're equally as good. The American one might be slightly better, and I'm very sorry. But I didn't.
You blew it.
I don't tell them that. There's just that moment when you break. Like another time, a girl dropped by my house. We'd just been dating, and she was going for a jog, and she dropped by my house mid jog to say hi. And it wasn't that she was like jogging and like sweaty and stuff, it was the. The drop-in and, like, the over... It's too intimate. It's too intimate.
Eddie, are you going to die alone?
No, I'm all right. I worked it out. If you go home with someone and a girl has a framed picture of Marilyn Monroe in her bedroom, huge deal-breaker for me. That's a huge one.
Oh God,
I could keep going.
Do you think people of our generation are more fussy when it comes to dating? Because I've heard that thrown around before. What do you think?
I don't know. I think often when you're fussy, I went through a period of being extremely fussy, and I think that was just because I didn't really want to date anyone. And I think sometimes, you know, say if you've been going through a particular dry spell, you'll you'll be like, cool, whatever, like, you know, whatever you want to do, face tats, I'm into it. Another one for me is when someone describes themselves as having the feels instead of having feelings.
Oh, that's an interesting one. My version of that is cool beans. Oh,
I say cool beans all the time.
Gives me the chills.
We would never make it.
Mark from Tasmania says, once had a girl tell me that her dog would be the best man at our wedding. Needless to say, things did not work out well after that. Mark from Tasmania,
yeah.
Give us the name of your girlfriend so I can date her. She sounds really cool.
Yeah, I'd be into that. With a little jacket with a ring on top of it?
Oh, that's adorable. That's the best possible best man. So... what have been, like, the changes in your deal breakers? Have you kind of gotten over those shallow ones that you had before?
I don't know. I mean, they're all very shallow in a way. Like, that's the problem, is I don't have big deal breakers. Like, a year ago I was dating a girl who I really liked, and she wouldn't stop dating other people without me wanting her to. And I was like, I guess that's cool. But then I went on a date with a girl who I really liked, and she wouldn't stop talking about how she went backstage and met Will.i.am. And I was like, get out of here. Run away.
Because there are some good deal breakers that we should all kind of, things that kind of maybe should be non-negotiable for you in a relationship, like racism or homophobia,
right,
or, you know, being a bit of a sex pest.
See, I was thinking about this on the way here. I think racism or homophobia is such a big glaring evil that it can be sort of untrained. But if, you know, you can sort of talk to someone for long enough and talk them out of their racism.
Right, right, right.
But say if they, you know, are not a high school girl and they refer to you as their bae, that's too insidious that you can never really get rid of it. And I think that's more of a deal breaker.
I asked you for your relationship deal breakers, things that people have done or said that has made you call off relationships or never even start them in the first place. And I should probably say the following deal breakers are all real.
Deal breakers. 1. Racist. 2. Eats red meat. 3.
no imagination.
People that don't recycle.
I'm an English teacher and my dick shrivels up when someone texts your instead of your.
Usually it's after you stay at their place and then you realise they don't have a recycling bin.
I once went on a date with a girl named Paris. I couldn't handle the name Paris.
5. Hates animals. 6. Hates babies.
My mind kept returning to the thought of being in the throes of passion, seemingly getting off over the very notion of the city of love. Sorry, Paris.
I once broke up with a girl, not entirely because she refused to acknowledge that Radiohead were the most influential band currently in existence.
I stopped dating a girl who enjoyed clubbing too much.
9. She like a fleshlight. 10. Stoner.
Not being an organ donor.
14. Jealous. 15. Not willing to accept when wrong. 16. Micropenis.
The Hookup on Triple J with Hannah Riley.
Whitney from Victoria says, I once broke up with a boyfriend because he ordered a chicken burger when the fast food outlet had just released Create Your Own Taste and we had gone there just to try it. How vanilla.
That would be a big break. I'm with her.
I'm joined by comedian Eddie Sharp and psychosexual therapist Jacqueline Hellier. Jacqueline, can we get a bit of an insight into the mind of Eddie Sharp and the deal breakers he was sharing earlier, which included...
I don't know, there's so many.
A Marilyn Monroe poster.
Very taste-based.
Yes, well, you could be faced with a very long, lonely life.
So, Jacqueline, how do you feel about the idea of deal breakers in relationships?
Yes, I think they're actually really important. Like, you need to have some deal breakers. If you don't have deal breakers, you can get stuck in relationships because you're not sure if they're good enough or not good enough. So really what the thing that you need to get clearer about is whether something actually is a deal breaker or not. So if you've really got a thing about Marilyn Monroe or tacky posters, then maybe there's absolutely no way that you can be with that woman. But generally, if something comes up that makes you go, oh, actually I'm not sure about this, you need to talk to the person and find out, like, why does she have a Marilyn Monroe poster on her bed? You know, like, maybe it was given to her by her grandmother who died 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, Eddie.
You know, like...
That is a very specific story that makes me look like a real monster. My issue with the Marilyn Monroe poster is it's like the female equivalent of having a Wolverine poster. It's like a very unreconstructed idea of, like, femininity.
And, and you could be right.
Yeah.
You could be right. But the point is, and I'm not just picking on you, it's only because you're sitting here and I'm assuming that's what you're here for.
Yeah, yes.
You know, it's funny to pick on comedians. But you don't actually know why she had the Marilyn Monroe poster.
True.
There. You're making assumptions. And that's the thing. We tend to make assumptions about something. You know, why that person had the chicken burger instead of something else. Because
they're boring.
Or maybe their grandfather created a chicken burger and then he died. Right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, maybe, right? Eddie. Maybe. Yeah, just bring back all those chicken burgers when Grandpa used to take me to fast food stores.
Tom, thanks so much for calling the Hookup. Your deal breaker has to do with tea.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to tea. So I like to ask, what's your favourite type of tea? And if they say a brand, yeah, that's a deal breaker. See you later.
What? So, Tom, may I ask, are you alone?
No, I'm in a relationship. I actually ran that past my girlfriend before we started going out, and we've been going out for 11 months now.
Wow, congratulations, Tom. Thank you so much for calling us. That's a very specific deal breaker, tea-related.
Good on you, Tom. You do you.
So what kind of things should we overlook, and what sort of things in a new relationship should be non-negotiable?
Yeah, so things like tea drinking, for instance. Like, clearly someone is really big on drinking tea. But there are ways of finding out whether there's more to them than their taste in tea. So, you know, it really is more. But taste is an important one. Like, you were talking about art. So if you ask someone for whom, you know, art is really important, or, you know, you're a real foodie, or there's things in your life that are absolutely important to you, you need to ask yourself, can I really spend my life or proportion of my life with someone who doesn't share such a fundamental value or such a fundamental interest as me? You know, and if that guy who just called up, like, if tea's his thing, you know, he just is really into tea, then maybe it's important. But I don't know. I'm into tea. I love tea. I am a tea snob too. My partner doesn't even drink tea.
Oh, so that's not a deal breaker for you?
No, it's not a deal breaker for me, as long as he brings me my tea in the morning. You know, I'm happy. You know, drink whatever he likes.
We've received a text that reads, I once broke up with someone because they didn't believe in the moon landing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably a non-negotiable.
That would be a deal maker for me. I was dating a girl who I was like, oh, I don't know, she seems a little boring. And then I was like, what are you up to tonight? And she said, oh, I haven't been able to sleep. I've been watching 9/11 truth conspiracy videos all night long, and I just thought, marry me.
You have the strangest taste I've ever experienced.
Just be interesting. That's
there's
kind of it.
There's someone for everyone. I think it just goes to show there's someone for everyone.
So with these kind of non-negotiable deal breakers that you have, I guess then the person who has the deal breaker, like, is there any point in trying to change someone? Like, what parts should you try and change?
Well, you can't necessarily change anybody, but you can sort of understand what it is, you know, you can share what it is that you like. Let's use, the tea example. You know, if tea is really important to you and your partner sort of think, well, you're a bit weird because you like tea, potential partner, then you have to explain to them why tea is so important, and then maybe they can share your interest.
Mm.
Like, there's always going to be things you don't have common. You know, like, how many guys love rugby? How many women do? You know, it's not the same. Chances are you're going to be with a guy who loves rugby. You don't have to love rugby.
Mm.
But you can kind of understand, you can share their enthusiasm to some extent.
Is it worth writing down a list of your deal breakers when you're looking to date people?
But sometimes you don't know what they are until they crop up.
Yeah, that's true.
Also,
and you might think something's a deal breaker, and then you've just discovered that they're actually a really lovely person.
Tell, thanks so much for calling us. What are your deal breakers?
Oh, man, I just had an experience that it was one of those things where I didn't know it was a deal breaker until it happened. And then it's become a hard and fast rule for me moving forward in my life. I met this chick at this party, and she was really cool and really lovely and stuff. We're like hooking up, and it's really nice. And we go home together, and on the way home, she just starts abusing the shit out of the cab driver.
Whoa.
Like, just yelling at it. She's like, this is a 40 zone. You're going 30, like, da 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 da, like, swearing at him. And I'm sitting there, like generally pretty amicable kind of guy. I'm not going to yell at this cabbie. And I don't really know this girl, and she's yelling at him, and it's all silent and awkward afterwards. And I'm like, you know, that pie that I bought you at the 7-Eleven before we got in this cab isn't that, like, nice anymore, is it? Like, it's a really awkward situation that we're in, and I don't know how to, like, deal with it. And I mean, I went home with her at the end. So I guess it wasn't.
Of course you did.
It wasn't a complete deal, but I wasn't going to jump out the car.
No, that'd be rude.
But moving forward, you know, moving forward, I feel like that's a shit thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can really judge someone by how they treat a cab driver, you know?
Thanks for talking to us, Stella. I think that's a really, really, really good deal breaker.
Yeah, if someone doesn't say thank you to waitstaff, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, especially on dates. I mean, you're meant to be on your best behaviour in front of someone. And if you're rude to waitstaff, like, out of there.
Yeah.
If you can't hide it for the first 2 hours, then it's got to be pretty virulent.
You are going to be an absolute nightmare. But look, there's been a couple of studies published about deal breakers, and it said that women have more deal breakers than men. Do you think that might be true, Jacqueline?
Ah, could be. Yeah. Bit fussier. Kind of knowing a little bit more about what they're looking for, perhaps.
It's funny that you say fussy. I mean, I think the idea is interesting around, like, saying you're a fussy dater or that you have high standards. Like, where does that difference lie between knowing what you want when you're looking for someone that you're dating and having high standards or just being too judgmental?
Yeah, having high standards is good. Like, it's a good idea to know what you're looking for so that you're not wasting everybody's time and you're not getting stuck in relationships that aren't good for you. But there's a difference between not liking someone because they like a different type of tea than what you do and putting up with someone who's actually, you know, a bit of a misogynist asshole because, you know, oh, I think he likes me, so I'm just going to stay with him.
Yeah.
Lots of people do that. There's plenty of people that aren't fussy enough. And they're, oh, no, but he's nice in these other ways or, you know, and they put up with things that they really shouldn't put up with. And then it's really hard to get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been called a fussy dater before by my friends, and I used to kind of think it was like a bit of a badge of honour to be like, yeah, I have high standards. I know who I want to be dating. But
men who look like Norman Bates.
That's not true, Eddie. I like all kinds of different types. But, yeah, now I've kind of reflected on it and thought that I definitely was being too judgmental with the kind of things that I was cutting off people for. We have a text, and it's a question for you, Jacqueline. I really like a girl, and we've been going out for 6 months, but she doesn't want kids, and I do.
Mm.
We're only young, though. Is it a deal breaker?
No, it could be. Could be.
But so early on, I mean, how far do you go down that road before you decide that?
Yeah, but then you go down the road and 10 years later you're like, okay, sweetheart, can we have kids now? And she's like, no, I've told you all along, I don't want to have kids.
How long is that road though? Like, how old are they? I mean, if he's 20 and he's like, and she's like, no, thank you, then maybe that's quite understandable. There's someone in my family, I'll just say it, it's my brother, and he was dating a lot of people for a long time and waiting to have kids from the age of 20. And I think it puts a strange pressure on people. It depends on the age of this one, I think. Mm.
Yeah, I think it depends on how definite they are too. But there's plenty of people who will do that. Like 10 years on, they'll go, well, I've always said,
right,
I don't want kids. I've always said, I whatever it happens to be. Like, she's not lying. She doesn't want to have kids.
A few years ago, I'd gone on a couple of dates with a guy and it was going really well. One day at work, we were texting and he mentioned that he was going hunting on the weekend. I'm a vegan, so needless to say, that was a real deal breaker. You're listening to The Hookup and I'm joined by psychosexual therapist Jacqueline Hellier and Eddie Sharp, who is a comedian. Jacqueline, you had a deal breaker that ended a relationship not that long ago.
Yeah, and I think this points to how specific deal breakers are to an individual and your own personal values and interests, because I was seeing a guy who didn't like talking about sex.
Like, how much are we talking didn't like talking about
sex? He didn't like talking about sex. Like, for me, like, doing it's only part of it. Like, then you kind of do the whole debrief and you talk about it.
Oh, that does sound stressful.
Yeah, like, not everyone. Like, what? Not everyone can be with a sex therapist, I can assure you. I've been known to stop proceedings and go, oh, my God, what are you doing? Can we just, like, I just got a note, write that. It's for the sake of the women of the world. I need to know this. But, no, but, like, this guy was not interested. Like, he took any comment about sex would have to be some kind of criticism of him.
Mm.
And there went, like, a large proportion of my topic of conversation.
Did he know what you do for a living? Like, that's terrible.
No, and then it turned out he had a very, very set script and he just wanted to do the same thing over and over again. And
gotcha.
It was boring as well. So.
Was he squeamish about sex in general, or was it just talking about him sexually that was the problem?
Well, I mean, because I like talking about just sex.
Right, know, and
like,
he couldn't do that at all.
No, he just didn't want to talk about the topic.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's judgmental of me to say.
Anyway, so yeah, that was definitely a deal breaker.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And remember, we always love hearing from you. You can get in touch with us at thehookup@abc.net.au. Let us know what you want to hear about.